This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Monday, June 2nd, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nelly. Well, U.S. Department of Agriculture released its first soybean condition ratings of the season. That according to the USDA NASS Weekly Crop Progress Report released this afternoon. For corn, 93% of the crop planted, 78% emerged. Now 69% of the crop rated good to excellent, up a point from last week. Soybeans, 84% planted and 63% emerged. The USDA says 67% of the soybean crop rated in good to excellent condition. Spring wheat, 95% planted, 73% of the crop emerged, 50% good to excellent. U.S. winter wheat crop at 52% good to excellent. That's 2 points better than the 50% mark last week. The winter wheat crop 83% headed and 3% of the crop harvested. And the marketplace, corn did start higher today on liquidation of the soybean corn spread, but it backed off on good weather and chart selling, according to Charlie Sertiger of Merrick's. The weather outlook also expected to continue the trend of improving crop condition, weather continuing to be a major driver of daily trading. Export demand for U.S. soybeans taking a clear backseat to demand from a crop coming out of South America. There, the harvest has been completed and is filtering into the export market. Daniel Flynn of Price Futures Group said Brazil will have plenty of supply and to be heavy competition for the next 90 days. Weather in the U.S. also supporting a solid finish to crop planting and early growth, meaning that record-sized Brazilian soybean supplies may also be met by a large U.S. crop this fall. Wheat futures were supported today by traders reacting to drone strikes by Ukraine that damaged or destroyed Russian warplanes. That's derailing peace talks in Istanbul, according to reports today from the Wall Street Journal. Analysts are now mulling whether an expected influx of wheat exports coming from that Black Sea region will actually materialize. This happens as weekly U.S. wheat exports are being reported by the USDA as higher. Now, speaking of exports, U.S. corn export inspections up for both this time last week and last year. The USDA said today that export inspections were at 1.58 million metric tons. That's up from 1.42 million last week and 1.42 million at this time last year. Mexico, the leading destination, at over 415,000 tons. Gold futures today were up 2.5%, $3,370 a troy ounce, the fifth highest all-time close for a front-month contract. U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley held a question-and-answer session with members of the Iowa Corn Growers last week. Conservation Reserve Program, year-round E15, crop insurance, and the 45Z tax credit, as well as the Make America Healthy Again initiative among the topics included in the session. After the meeting, Grassley said, quote, "We had a productive conversation about the biggest issues facing Iowa family farmers. I look forward to sharing these insights with my colleagues, and as the Senate's only grain farmer, I'll continue advocating for agriculture in Washington." Of course, taxes will be an issue before the Senate Finance Committee, where Grassley resides. The American Farm Bureau today said farmers and ranchers will see a $9 billion federal tax increase if Congress fails to take action to extend the current tax provisions written in the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau. Sustainability is just what America's farmers and ranchers do. They're at the forefront of regenerative ag practices, leaving the land better than they found it. Learn more at fb.org/sustainability. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nelly.